Death of a Haitian national in ICE custody, Representative Sheila Trefilis McCormick demands answers. Haitian-American U.S. Representative Sheila Trefilis McCormick is demanding a complete and transparent investigation into the circumstances leading to the sudden death of a Haitian national in an American immigration detention center. Marie-Ange Blaise, a 44-year-old Haitian woman, died on Friday evening at the Broward Transitional Center in Pompano Beach, Florida, while in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, the federal agency responsible for immigration enforcement. Her death has sparked intense outrage, particularly from the Democratic representative from Florida. During an address to the House of Representatives on Wednesday, the Haitian-American congresswoman strongly condemned ICE's detention practices and the Trump administration's immigration policies, describing them as negligent and cruel from day one. "I am calling for a complete and transparent investigation into Marie's death, and I will be visiting the Broward Transitional Center very soon," she declared before her congressional colleagues, as reported by UPI. According to a statement released Tuesday by ICE, Marie-Ange Blaise had entered the United States without official admission at an unspecified date and location. On February 12, she was intercepted by customs officials at Henry E. Rolson International Airport in St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands, while attempting to board a flight to Charlotte, North Carolina. After receiving an expedited removal order, she was transferred to ICE detention in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and then moved to the Richwood Correctional Center in Oakdale, Louisiana. On April 5, she was relocated to the Pompano Beach facility in Florida, where she died 3 weeks later. ICE confirmed that Marie-Ange Blaise was pronounced dead at 8:35 p.m. on Friday, April 26. The cause of death is currently under investigation. For Representative Trefilis McCormick, ICE's responsibility is hardly in doubt. According to her statements, the detainee had complained of chest pains for hours without receiving appropriate medical care. They gave her some pills and told her to lie down. "Unfortunately, Marie never woke up," she stated. "Her loved ones deserve answers. They deserve justice." This death occurs amid heightened tensions as the Trump administration continues its policy of mass deportation. According to ICE figures, 65,682 undocumented immigrants have been deported during the first 100 days of the presidency, and nearly 66,500 others have been arrested. The agency claims to have significantly intensified its operations while ensuring that all detainees receive medical, dental, and psychological care. However, Representative Trefilis McCormick firmly rejects this version. "Immigrants are treated without dignity, deprived of basic health care," she emphasized. "This system endangers human lives, particularly those of the most vulnerable." The death of Marie-Ange Blaise reignites criticism of detention conditions in ICE facilities, which have already been denounced by numerous NGOs and human rights organizations. The representative, currently the only Haitian-American woman elected to Congress, intends to maintain pressure to obtain concrete answers and policy changes. "This isn't just an immigration issue. It's a matter of humanity, justice, and accountability," she concluded. Representative Trefilis McCormick is not alone in condemning this regrettable incident. Representative Frederica Wilson, who represents part of Broward County, has also deplored this incident that could have been avoided if not for the Trump administration's inhumane and discriminatory immigration policy.